This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin was among the first international leaders to congratulate Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday, who won a presidential runoff for a third term in power. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Much to the concerns of Turkey's traditional Western allies, Erdogan has developed a close relationship with Putin, despite Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It is a relationship that Erdogan pledged to deepen as he campaigned for re-election. The Turkish leader also promised to continue his unorthodox economic policies, which plunged the country into crisis with soaring inflation and mounting pressure on the weakened lira. Initial reports of Erdogan's success saw the value of the currency slip on international markets. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
A debt ceiling deal has been reached by U.S. President Joe Biden and the Republican Party. Now Congress must approve it to prevent a potentially disastrous U.S. default. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Negotiators agreed to some Republican demands for increased work requirements for food stamp recipients, but stopped short of greater spending cuts overall that Republicans wanted. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it an agreement in principle worthy of the American people. In a statement, President Joe Biden says the agreement represents a compromise, which means not everyone gets what they want. Support from both parties will be needed to win congressional approval before a projected June 5th government default. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Russia unleashed waves of airstrikes on Kyiv in what officials said appeared to be the largest drone attack on the city since the start of the war, as the Ukrainian capital prepared to celebrate the anniversary of its founding on Sunday. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia and the United States called on Sunday for the extension of a ceasefire deal that has brought some let-up in a six-week war between military factions, but said both sides had impeded aid efforts and were posturing for further escalation. Clashes could be heard overnight and on Sunday in the capital, Khartoum, residents said, while human rights monitors reported deadly fighting in the western region of Darfur. The conflict between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces that erupted on April 15th has left the capital reeling from heavy battles, lawlessness, and a collapse in services, driving nearly 1.4 million people from their homes and threatening to destabilize the region. Almost 3 years after Beirut's port blast, the city's Sursok Art Museum has reopened its doors, repairing damage to everything from stained glass windows to precious artworks. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Doors, elevators, and ceilings were repaired with the help of Italian and French as well as Lebanese funding. Visitor Randa Farah says passing the closed museum saddened her, and its reopening was a glimmer of hope for the Lebanese. The Sursok Museum first opened in 1961, one of the few in Lebanon dedicated to modern and contemporary art. Like Beirut itself, the museum is no stranger to difficulties. During the 1975 to 1990 civil war, its doors closed several times.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. This weekend's historic impeachment of Texas's attorney general is plunging Republicans into a bruising fight over whether to banish one of its own top party members. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Texas AG Ken Paxton says he has full confidence as he now awaits trial in the state Senate. His conservative allies there include State Senator Angela Paxton, his wife. The decisive 121-23 vote in the House amounted to a clear rebuke of the GOP-controlled body. Final removal of Paxton requires a two-thirds vote in the Senate. He was impeached on 20 articles that included bribery and abuse of public trust. I'm Julie Walker.
Newly elected Greek lawmakers were sworn in Sunday, but the parliament in which they sit in may be dissolved as early as Monday ahead of fresh elections on June 25th. No party achieved an overall majority in the election on May 21st. Lawmakers will elect the speaker and deputies Monday morning. The parliament will be dissolved either Monday or Tuesday, signaling the start of the electoral campaign. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.